This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Light snow comes back into the area today with less than an inch expected this afternoon and this evening. Officials say untreated roads could become slippery quick. The latest is coming up in the forecast. A driver escaped safely yesterday after an SUV went through the ice on Camp Lake in Salem Lakes. Kenosha County officials say the vehicle slid off the road and got stuck in shallow water before being towed out. A Racine man recently released from a mental health facility is now facing felony charges after a Christmas Eve disturbance in Caledonia. Police say the man broke a car window, threw a brick at an officer, and admitted to using drugs that day. Kenosha Bradford football coach Steve Morris has been named Wisconsin High School Football Coach of the Year by Sports Illustrated. In his first season, he led the Red Devils from a 3-7 to a 7-3 record. Morris played high school ball at Horlick as quarterback. Kenosha County Public Health is offering $5 radon test kits in January for anyone who donates a non-perishable food item. The month-long campaign supports local food pantries and raises awareness about the risks of radon. And Racine and Kenosha start to help with Christmas tree disposal next week. Racine and some other communities will pick them up. Kenosha has drop-off sites. Crews everywhere say people should remove decorations and stands before they get rid of them. You can get a rundown of local collection efforts at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college hoops. The Wisconsin Badgers host the UWM Panthers tonight at the Kohl Center. Head coach Greg Gard asked what's he looking for from his team in tonight's game.
Quite frankly, just the we got to play harder. And that's something I didn't think we did. When I watched it in person and going through the film, it was obvious. Good teams will make you look foolish if you don't.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Hornets in Charlotte 123-113. Bobby Portis with 25 points, Giannis with 24. It's the first time since October the Bucks have won back-to-back games. The athletic director at UW-Platteville has been fired. Michael Knipe was hired a year and a half ago. No details. University officials say it's a personnel matter. NFL, the Packers' Micah Parsons had surgery on his left knee to repair the torn ACL he suffered in Denver 2 weeks ago. The average recovery time is 9 to 12 months. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with a little light snow by late this morning into this afternoon. It's not going to be much, just a dusting with a high right around 28 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop down to around 19 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a little more light snow and a high of 27. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.